you're actually getting more people to go, wait a minute, what you just said. Why did they say no? Now I'm starting to believe it. You're not.
Welcome back to Grim America Outlawed. We're going to be chatting with Larry Sharp a little bit later. Fun chat with the fun cat from New York. Libertarian. We were kind of on his show too. That was a fun one. Should be interesting. This one's kind of front loaded, but it's still fun chat.
Yeah,
it's a little esoteric and off the rails in the second half for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just asking us a whole whack of questions. It was fantastic. Actually, him getting us involved with his listeners, I thought was really interesting. And how some of them knew us and how some of them were interested in some of the topics that we talk about, which is pretty new for him, I think. Kind of a more of a, you know, mainstream political guy, but obviously very open-minded libertarian party. You know, he's a husband, father, Marine, entrepreneur, teacher, and political activist. You know, his mission is to help people find happiness through community and purpose, often by overcoming bad policy decisions in the government. You know, he ran for in the 2018 Libertarian New York State gubernatorial candidate.
And lost.
He garnered about 100,000 votes, which was more than any previous Libertarian candidate.
Oh, really?
So he connects voters across the political spectrum, and he enabled that party, the Libertarian Party, to achieve automatic ballot access for the first time in New York State history. Wow.
Is he going to run again in 22?
No, I don't think he is. But I loved his summary with us because we were kind of pushing back on the political thing a little bit. And I loved his summary about just pointing it towards freedom, right? Like pointing, like we might not get there, but just turn the ship towards it, mm-hmm. You know? Kind of a more of a realistic goal, you know, a paradigm for our current culture.
He's got a point.
Yep. That was good. It was a good chat.
Start at least stopping the ship.
If you can't
turn it around, stop it, slow it down, sink it.
Well, I don't know about sink it. That's getting a little violent.
Well, I mean, some of us can swim.
I think he's a business coach guy too, like a consultant.
Why do you think sinking the ship is violent?
Sinking the ship, dude, is dangerous. Just turn it around.
What if you can't?
Slow it down, turn around. Well, then you don't sink it, then you ride it out.
You ride it into total totalitarianism? Yeah. But then you're like caught up in this prison ship that you could have sunk and hopefully swam to the nearby island or something.
You don't have to suffer. You just be present. Don't suffer.
Bro, you're like suffering in your office going through the government COVID stats. I can't wait to get out of this country. I think Zooey's moving to the west.
Cool.
Yeah, to America.
Cool.
Not to here. Well,
yeah.
It'd be kind of crazy to move from the UK to Canada right now.
Yeah. So I think we streamed the first half of this on
rockfin.com/America.
Yeah. Honestly, this Outlawed show is not on YouTube. We're not going on YouTube at all. We're just bypassing the whole thing. So please.
Well, it's been kicked off YouTube already.
Head over to rockfin.com where you can watch for free. And you got to make a free account, get the first half for free. And then if you do want to sign up at Rockfin, just sign up through us and that'll help our show out as well.
But you won't get the rest of this show on Rockfin.
No, you won't get the rest of this show on Rockfin.
You got to go to Outlawed for that. Grimerica, outlawed.ca. Enjoy the chat with Larry Sharp. What was his show called again?
The Sharp Way.
The Sharp Way.
Now that my audience can hear me, they can now yell at you in my chat, and then I can yell back at you guys.
Oh, that's great. Oh, I know. I love it because I was watching your show a little bit here, and I was like, oh, I wish I would have been able to talk to your audience who was asking you questions. So this is great.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I mean, I think the United States are showing the states and the differences a little bit, and up here it seems to be going backwards. We're really under the thumb of all our governments. They're all complying with this orders from upon high. There's no discussing any of this. They're talking about vaccination percentages equal opening up back up. And it's craziness right now. So,
but the craziest thing you see is you look at the states in our country that have locked down and those that haven't, and then look at the states that are growing and those that haven't. And those that are growing are the ones that didn't lock down, right? Texas is growing, didn't lock down. Florida is growing, didn't lock down. New York is not growing, locked down. California, not growing, locked down.
And you mean growing as in...
People don't like to be in cages. Right. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And also,
totally weird.
And also, the stats are just not showing that these lockdowns and masks and all this stuff isn't really doing anything. If you start looking at some data from the people that aren't, you know, presenting it on the mainstream big pharma paid channels, you're going to see different pictures.
Absolutely true. Yes, and the hardest part I think about this whole thing is, you know, your show tends to be about alternative ideas. Conspiracy stuff that people, you know, don't think the mainstream, right? That's what your show was all about.
Yep.
And I think lockdowns gave you guys extra oomph. I mean, because people were sitting home on the internet creating communities about things that trying to make sense of this and the alternative facts, whether they're real or not. And I know some of them are outlandish, some of them aren't at all, but they all seem a whole lot more real now. Because we're searching to find some kind of answer, right? We're trying to find some kind of answer. And now here comes some guy saying, well, you know, it's this thing. And if this was 2 years ago, we would have said, ah, no such thing. No way that's true. Now we're like, well, maybe that's some real stuff now. It really has changed.
Here's hoping. I mean, I am like, I'm optimistic that this could still turn out to be a good long run thing if we like could zoom out far enough that all in all enough people quit watching movies and they quit, you know, going to football games and they just sort of got rid of all that stuff.
Whoa. Why do you want people to stop watching movies and going to football games?
Well,
people love that stuff.
Well, that's the problem.
Canadian football is not as cool as U.S. football. That's true.
But however, it's been a giant distraction. It's been a giant distraction.
I will go back to one thing. I'm going to give you, I'm going to date myself and I'm going to give the Canadian Football League its due. Without Canadian football, it wouldn't be the first black quarterback in the NFL.
I used to know who that was. Okay. Yeah.
Warren Moon, who was a CFL champion in the 80s, Canadian Football League champion in the 80s. He couldn't get a good starting job in the NFL. Went to the CFL and won the, what's that called? The Hamilton Cup, whatever cup
the
is gray, called?
The Grey Cup?
The Heisman?
Grey Cup. Yeah, there we go. Cup. The Grey Cup. Won whatever that cup is that you guys have up there. Won that cup. And then after he won that cup like five times, they actually picked him up in Houston.
I think the CFL's canceled now.
Say it again?
I think the CFL's canceled.
Oh, is that right?
They said if they don't have this season, they can't continue to go on.
Like you mean canceled like over altogether?
Yeah.
that's
look at
how,
that.
That's how.
Look
so
at
I,
that.
I think what Darren's saying.
No, my
though,
point
is
that's where our audience came from. I mean, the additional audience we see grow are the people that kind of quit watching TV 4 or 5 hours a night, 6 hours a night. They, you know, get home from work, turn on the TV and get caught in this drift where you're just taking life as it comes at you. And
absolutely.
I think that we're trying to pull people out of that. And that's kind of. I mean, it seems inevitable that that those things go away the more interested in this stuff you become. And I mean, I'm happy to still go to a hockey game if I can go to a live game. I won't watch it on TV. It's just not going to happen because I think those are the things that we've been kind of distracting ourselves with for the last 20 plus years that got us into this mess.
I think what you're saying is valid, man. I mean, I really do. I think that when you... In my view, and it's just my opinion, going to a game versus sitting home watching a game, in my view, is a big difference. If you're going to a game, you're being proactive. You're going to a game, you're also talking to friends and family, and you're doing things that are much more human, and you're also interacting, right? You're there, you're interacting. It's different than just watching TV and going, wow, my team won, or whatever is your thing, or watching the commercial so you can eat the Doritos or whatever is the thing you want to eat. I there is definitely a difference between going to any live sporting event with friends and family or whomever you like going to them with or sitting home and watching yourself. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, even the being in concert live. I mean, I had some crazy experiences just with the crowd and all the energy. And I mean, I cried during whose concert Elton was that? John. Elton John, the drummer, made me cry. I mean, it was an amazing emotional experience.
You're never gonna cry listening to that on DVD.
I might.
Well, you might. You're a crier,
Well, you guys are popular because my audience asked for you.
Oh, wow. That's great.
So this is Sean Hannon. He just posted it on my YouTube page. When New York State / Erie County hosts the 2026 Libertarian Party Convention, will the Grimerica show be broadcasting remotely from the event? See, you've got an invite in 2026 already.
Oh, my God.
To come to the Libertarian Party Convention. In 2026, not too shabby.
That's great.
Yeah,
I love it.
We're trying to get away from politics a little bit, but
the Libertarian Party is constantly emailing me because I was a member for a while. Mm-hmm. I am no longer a member in good standing of the Freemasons or of the Libertarians, just because. I mean, if I have to pick a party, I still seem to end up back there. But I mean, I guess libertarianism would have been great from the get-go if we would have just done that and stuck with it.
But, I agree.
But now we're in this situation where we've got crazy fucking mega corporations that I would argue probably wouldn't have happened under standard capitalism. I think that, I mean, people argue that we're in this runaway capitalism sort of phase, and I think that the phase of capitalism that we're in is in some ways a direct result of our government, of poor government decisions.
Not in some way, my friend, completely in that way.
But either way, we're here now. And to just sort of flip it into libertarianism or even like personally, I've found, and I used to think the anarchists were crazy. And I find myself more in a volunteerism anarchist camp than anything these days. But the problem is if we just go to that now, then fucking Walmart's going to run the place or Aunt Bezos is going to run the place. And it doesn't work unless we get some sort of, you know, we're in a fucking mess now. So I don't know. I don't know a way out of it, but
I don't know have you ever watched my show? If you have, no worries.
I have.
So then, you know what if you watch it, you know what I often say, I'm not about making us a volunteer society tomorrow. You're right. It's impossible. Literally, we've been under the government boot for decades. And there are so many communities who literally no longer have the institutional knowledge to support themselves anymore, right? We have to now begin to encourage communities to support themselves again, to get that institutional knowledge so they can step up. So my goal has always been the same thing. I just want to turn America towards freedom. We are right now marching directly towards oligarchy. That's what we're doing right now. We are in lockstep marching towards
I would argue
oligarchy.
You're like well into oligarchy.
Well, yeah, valid point. We are marching deeper into oligarchy. How about that?
Well, we're almost heading into like
oligarchy world. We're marching deeper. I'd like us to turn around and start marching our way out. That's
yeah,
what I'd like to do.
I mean, yeah, because the problem is that that's about to switch. I think that oligarchy is in real danger of switching into a fucking nobility in over the next couple generations if we're not careful.
Do you mean official nobility or just basically
nobility? Well, it's going to happen weird, but I could see it happening sort of in the same way that, you know, I could see it sort of flipping that way over long term. I mean, I really feel like we're at a real fork in the road right now where it could go either way. I mean, because I do see on the ground a lot of
nobility. When you say nobility, do you mean like
we've got a fucking nobility now
that our political elites politically, are nobility
political.
Or that we're our business
state,
elites are nobility?
State nobility. I mean, we're doing it in Canada where we've got kids of past leaders. The U.S. is doing it now where we're passing the thing down the line from from you've had a couple of Bushes. The Clintons were kind of Bushes. It seems like Obama might have been in there too. I don't know what the connections are, but eventually they're just going to stop pretending the Bushes aren't running the fucking show behind the scenes for all these people, in my opinion. And I think that's kind of like, that's kind of where oligarchy leads. And oligarchy is just sort of a weird unofficial nobility.
I would argue that I think if we ever go that route, and I don't think you're wrong in that, that's not necessarily a bad take on this, but I would bet that we would go not versus someone who is a political elite, but someone who is a cultural elite. someone who is just so popular that we just follow someone, like I'm making it up for sake of argument, like Kardashians or something like that, right? To where we know them so well, or maybe they begin to overlap. If you look at a lot of the politicians now, you have people who have lost, who have run and lost and just still stay popular. Like Bernie Sanders has lost the presidency, what, like 9 times or whatever it is. And he still is very popular. And I think he's almost has a cult following in a way. AOC, who, by the way, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is my congressperson.
So that's it already, right? That's yes. I think that's the evidence already. It was never supposed to be that. It was never correct. Supposed to be anywhere fucking near that. It was supposed to be like jury duty. Motherfucker, I got Congress. And I think that's one way to fix it, is to go away from elections altogether and just fucking do a draft lottery like jury duty for the whole fucking shebang. And people say, well, then you're going to end up with a dummy here in wherever, fill in the blank, whether it's my House of Parliament or your mm-hmm. congressman or for president. Yeah. And I'm like, that's fine. I don't want a fucking, I want a dummy. I want no idea man there. Maybe they're all under fucking 30 because they're not making any decisions. Everything is now going back to a constituent basis. And it's an actual democracy. Now, I'm not saying democracy. I go back and forth on whether democracy is a great idea. I mean, you can kind of look around right now.
There's problems with democracy, my friend. You are correct.
Yeah, but mob rule, I think, doesn't work on giant fucking scales, which is evidenced right now by a bunch of vaccine crazy people wanting to chase people like you and me down and fucking jab us with a vaccine we don't want to take.
That's also true.
And they can now probably vote that into a fucking law if they want. So I'm fucking on the fence on whether democracy is a great idea or whether I think I like the idea of democracy, but I think it works better on much, 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 much smaller scales. So if it was up to me tomorrow, I would dissolve all the unions. The Canadian Union, the American Union, everything goes back down to states. If you got a federal government, it's for very, very, very fucking limited anything. Maybe helping with the roads and the railroads and defense. That's it.
So hold on.
Because then you get to the point where your democracy works.
Hold on. I got my people here. I love freaking who out. You are. So do me a favor. No, do me a favor. Tell my people who you are.
I'm Darren.
They like you. So tell my people who you are. I'm so
Darren.
Check you out.
Darren Grimes from the Grimerica Show. Grimerica Outlawed today, actually. This is Grimerica Outlawed.
There we go. So Grimerica Outlawed. Is it like .com.org?
.com. Grimerica Outlawed.ca.
There we go. .ca, guys.
Did I get
check
the
out.
.com? I can't remember. Just go to .ca just in case.
Yeah.
There we go. It's that. People are asking and saying, who are these guys? So they like it. What you got? One guy, Brennan, just said, who are these cool guys? So I want to make sure that you get yourself a little bit of a street cred with my people, if that's possible. So, yes.
We'll lose that cred pretty quick.
We'll give us another
45 minutes and we're out.
Absolutely. So I think I would dissolve the union so that you have, and I think this is the way it was meant to be anyway. I mean, the federal government was never supposed to be fucking mandating things. And in the States, you have a lot more autonomy from that than we do in Canada, where the federal government has a lot more, in theory. I think you're sort of headed away from that quickly.
Yes.
But I think the federal governments have got to fucking go. Like, I mean, I don't see maybe some sort of slight representation for some small things we can figure out. But I think the main problem is too many people.
Hold on. Let me walk.
I want the ability to move to a different state if shit's crazy.
Of all the federal governments, right? Of all the federals of the UN.
The unelected one?
Someone the other day asked me if we should dissolve the UN.
Oh, fuck
and
yeah.
And I don't think we should. Let me hear me out before you guys yell at me.
Dude, they just voted Iran as the fucking onto the women's rights.
I knew you were going to yell at me. That's why I said hear me out before you yell at me. I literally knew the second I say that you will yell at me. So I said hear me out before you yell at me. I think it has to exist for only two reasons. And if we could keep it to two reasons, then I'm for the UN.
Olympics.
Reason number one, it should be simply a theater for countries and country representatives and groups of representatives to come to yell at each other so they don't have to go to war. It gives them a public way to say, see, I'm against you and my people can feel I'm against you and we don't have to drop bombs. So
and that could
be
like
reason.
Fully televised or something so that so everyone can see that all the time instead of bullshit media spin.
100% yes. That's right. It's just, it's basically theater. So I can say, I'm mad at you and I don't have to drop bombs on you. That's one. And number two, it should be able to be a stamp of when people are doctors and medical personnel who are walking around the country. Because generally speaking, if you got a UN stamp somewhere and you're a doctor, you tend not to get shot in civil wars. You still might get shot, but the odds are less that you get shot if you're a UN doctor going into civil wars. So if they could stamp doctor helmets, that'd be one.
Couldn't they just put WHO on it?
A place to yell at publicly. Then keep UN.
All right, but then we get rid of the WHO.
Yeah, I don't care. Okay. Just we just stamping stuff. That's all.
Okay.
I don't want them doing it. Just stamping helmets. UN, don't shoot this guy. UN,
yeah, I can get into that. And I think I could get into the federal government for the same sort of idea so that the states aren't going to war and stuff. So you have a way to figure things out. You have a military.
Absolutely.
You have a military and maybe you don't have state militaries because I could see where that could present all sorts of fucking problems.
Oh, you just made a bunch of libertarians mad by saying that now.
Oh, yeah, but that could cause problems. So I could see where you have feds for those slight fucking reasons. But, I mean, I'm starting to go back and forth on energy, you know, because, like, should energy, for example, should that be a public utility? Maybe
because we give away all our money in Alberta to other
provinces.
Other provinces.
Like we could have it. We could have free energy here, but instead we're giving it out all over the place. And it's just
Alaska does the same thing for us too. Alaska does it too. Yeah. And New York, we buy Canadian energy all the time.
So I think if it was like that, then you could have real democracies and then they could actually not be overbearing for the people involved with them to some extent, because then if it's just like, hopefully, and this is probably a bit idealist, but hopefully if you've got a state that bans abortion and is all sort of backwards like that, you just move over to the next state where everything's kind of, you know what I mean? If you could sort of more repositionable and less centralized, so you could sort of find your communities like we're finding online. Online, we're finding these communities. Yep. And so then I think you could have a real great democratic society where you get along with people and it's not like you guys are deciding my kids need vaccines.
What happens when you have, and it's a serious issue, what happens when you have state A says, not only do I not want Mexican immigrants in my state, but they pass a law that says if Mexican immigrants come into my state and they are not citizens, the penalty for that is death. We're going to start executing Mexicans who are in our state. So does another state have a legal or moral or anything right to go, whoa, 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 whoa. You can say to throw the Mexicans out, but you can't start executing Mexicans because you don't like Mexicans.
Well, then that's where you could have the sort of UN of the states where they're like, listen, A, you're being a dick and we're going to have to fucking cut you off here.
Or execution itself is just not allowed. I mean, from a federal level, but, I guess.
That's pretty authoritarian. The state can execute people, but I can execute people for coming into my house unannounced.
Well, that's different, right? That's different also. What if there's a state that says, look, if someone comes into your house unannounced, you can't kill them because
That's Canada.
Hold on. Yes, that's also New York State. I'm with you. But the state says, look, you can't kill them because you have to give them the benefit of the doubt. They have rights of due process, so you can't just kill them. One state says that. And the other state says, and if it comes to your property, open up, blow them up. Doesn't matter. Drop a bomb on them. Who cares? Grenade launcher. All good.
Well, freedom is scary, Larry. Freedom is scary sometimes.
You. Well, here's the funny
part. But I have to assume that you know, that we're not going to fucking take a hard... I mean, maybe that's where we end up in 50, 100 years. But, I mean, right now, if you sort of play out where we're headed right now, 100 years, you're in fucking 1984, like completely. So
I don't think it's even 100.
No, it could be. We could be there now.
It could be next year.
I mean, you drive down Las Vegas Boulevard and it seems like you're there now when you see a 5G transmitter on every fucking tower.
And you think the 5G is that's the thing that's getting us? Are you one of those guys?
No, but I think it's just the cell tech in general. I mean, I think I was thinking about it. No, I like it. I got a cell. I got an iPhone. But okay. I'm fully aware that when I'm out hunting or doing whatever, that I could very easily be a little dot on the map that says Darren Grimes. And they know exactly where the fuck I am and probably what I'm up to, what I'm listening to, who I'm texting. So
and
I gotta,
you got this show, so I'm sure they know who you are.
Yeah. You, so you I mean, we got Faraday
on,
bags.
You're Canadian, and the and American NSA already got has a folder on you.
Probably.
I am sure of that. They already got a folder on you, my friend.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, things have been getting fucking weird lately.
Absolutely, I'm sure they got a folder on you, no doubt. If I talked to some buddy, boys over there and said, you know, this Grimes guy. Oh, Grimes. Yeah.
The good looking one
last week. They're gonna know that. They're gonna say that.
Well, that and that's what the cell towers and the cell. That's. I mean, I think I don't need to go to COVID causing by 5G to say that 5G is probably not fucking good for you. Just like 4G is probably not good for you. I mean, I work in construction. I've seen the cell guys come in. And when they're putting up the fucking 4G towers on the roofs of the apartment building, they're wearing full fucking hazmat suits. And none of those dudes own microwaves. And it's like, so we know that we've sort of taken on that it's just okay that these all these cell signals are probably fucking us up to a slight degree. And they never have to talk about safety studies or,
they
I mean,
can't argue.
The cell
can't
companies, the cell companies are this weird sort of thing that you don't even really hear about. I mean, you even hear about people complaining about vaccine, this pharma, that you don't even fucking really hear about the cell people, but they're going around and, you know, doing whatever they want. And probably for the elites. For this exact purpose.
And censoring, though. Don't forget. I mean, we know people that aren't conspiratorial, and they just wrote articles about 5G, and boom, gone. Fired, censored.
That's the thing that drives me crazy, right?
We're at Batman.
When government goes out of their way to not let people speak.
We're at the Dark Knight.
You're not making the conspiracy theory go away. You're not making the bad thought go away. You're actually getting more people to go, wait a minute, what you just said. Why did they say no? Now I'm starting to believe it. You're not helping it. If the government's goal is to stop the conspiracy theories that are popping out or stop the alternative theories that are coming out, if that's the goal, that's not working, right? It's failing if that's their goal. It's not working at all. We've spent so much time trying to call everybody crazy that now nobody's crazy.
Yeah.
Right. Because if everybody's crazy, nobody's crazy. Right. So because that becomes the norm. And there are so many people I hear who believe in something that is alternative. It's very rare for me to find anybody in my life who doesn't and say something is not what is the main what CNN is telling us. Right. This everybody I know thinks of something that whatever CNN's telling us is not true. Every single person I know, most of them don't have two, three, or four of them, but almost all of them have at least one.
And where do you draw that line? Where do you find that? You know, where do you find what's true, what's not? I mean, once you start opening up the
can
of worms, it's just like you can't believe anything you see on the TV anymore.
I think the 5G does give them like Dark Knight shit, though, like, you know, Morgan Freeman and Dark Knight, where you can.
Oh, that's right.
So you don't even need the cell phone. If Larry doesn't have a cell phone and he's walking down Main Street, it doesn't fucking matter because all the other cell phones are picking you up. And that, you know, I think that's what the full level of complete cell saturation gets us, I think, in the end.
It's so do we just give up? Do we just give up, man? Do we go, you know what? Look, it's done. We lost. The oligarchs, they got us. Let's just wrap this up. It's over. Let's not even try to have privacy anymore. Let's just say they got us, whatever. Live my life. Hope they don't decide to press a button and drone strike me. Let's just do that. And I'll just hope that I can keep going without getting drone striked, you know, by the guy who's going to sell the 5G tower.
They're going to drone strike you with a jab. That's what, you know, they're going to chase us down and for the jab. That's the big question right now is how are we going to separate this out? For those who don't want to take the jab because they've done some research that some of your audience needs to do, because I did hear them ask you questions about that, and they're telling you it's safe. And I would question that, and I would just point them to a database with all the official reports and say, don't tell me that 80,000 reactions and 3,000 deaths is safe.
Mm-hmm.
There's a percentage there that I'm not comfortable with because I'm safe from COVID, especially if I have vitamin D levels and a bunch of early home cures that show 100% efficacy. I don't need to take a jab. So before we decide to leave this free, this privacy sort of tracking state, it's going to be sooner than that. Before they have that set up, we're going to have to decide whether we want to participate in this vaccinated society or not. So are they going to chase me down with the needle before they're going to do that before they Jones strike me? So
no, I don't think they're going to chase you down at all. And I have a, it's going to sound crazy, but the Sharp Way Show now has a TikTok. And because I'm supposed to have TikTok, so I do. And by the way, for my people watching, thank you so much for the money you donate. It helps me build out things like my TikTok. So now we have a TikTok. So I literally went out into a park in New York City and I interviewed people and I asked them questions about this. Nice. I literally asked them, these are New York City people. New York City is one of, if not the most liberal city in the country, right? Maybe on the planet, who knows, but it's a liberal city. We all know this. And not one person was like, yes, we should force people to get vaccines. No one. And I must interview, I don't know, half dozen people, a dozen people, whatever I did. I don't remember how many I did.
Wow, but that's not great.
There's a couple of them on TikTok now. No one said we should. They were like, nope, we should not force. Nope, we should not force. So they're not going to chase us down.
Well, that's not, however, I don't care what the people think. It's the guys that are making this stuff and the guys that are pushing this based on all their fake bullshit, that they're the ones that are doing it. I mean, I know people don't want to do it. People are scared to take it themselves, but.
Yes. What I'm saying is they're not going to physically chase us down. They're just going to make our life miserable if we don't.
Yes. Yeah.
They're not going to chase you down.
So many people are going to be dead.
Live out in the woods if you don't want it.
So many people are going to be dead come next flu season from destroying their immune systems, that I think it's going to make the whole thing come crumbling down.
So tell me what your theory is on this. You think that where the actual shots are destroying the immune system, so the flu is going to kill a bunch of us next year?
Well, it's not the flu specifically. It's going to be any other mutant of COVID. I mean, the studies are out now that show that if you've got a vaccine, you're 9 times more likely to get the South African variant. I think pretty soon studies are going to come out that show the exact same thing for the Indian variant. Let's not forget that India, that's full of troubles right now, started out the biggest fucking vaccine rollout in the history of the planet on January 15th, when they were sitting at about 12 or 13 cases per million people.
They're still under the average
per million. Now they're 20 times that. And it's 4 months or 3 months after they vaccinated, you know, a few hundred million people and stopped giving out ivermectin. Like,
they were giving out little packs, right? Little health packs.
Oh.
Little packs. And they were doing great for the longest time. They had a little vitamin D in there, a little ivermectin, little things like that. Yeah, perfect, right? That's what you should do in a society.
I got a comment that Jericho says, that's not how immunity works. She says immunity you have now is what you've acquired over years and years since birth with vaccines and illness. She's not buying it. She thinks we're going to be good.
Yeah, maybe, but this isn't a standard vaccine. This is now something that is putting synthetic antibodies in you that are specifically
mean the J&J AstraZeneca one or the
mRNA one? All of them. They're all experimental and they're all doing the same thing. And what they're going to
they're all still in trial. I mean, it says right there, they're not, the trial doesn't end. I mean, there's been no long-term human studies on this stuff.
Well, there is. You know? It's us.
That's what I mean.
We're in a trial.
And if they want to be okay with that, that's fine. And if you want to accept the risk, that's fine.
The animal trials from 10 years ago, when they were trying this stuff 8-10 years ago, after the last SARS outbreak, all of the animal trials were abandoned because the animals died. So what happens is they gave the animals the treatment, the vaccine, if you want to call it that, and it did a great job of reducing the symptoms, and they went on with their day. Now what happened the next time they were introduced to a wild coronavirus that came around again, every single animal died. Now we've got stories coming out of Toronto now from ICU doctors that are saying 3/4 of the people in their ICU have been vaccinated. And we've got the head of the German vaccination development program coming out, putting his career and his reputation on the line to talk about these new technologies are putting in these synthetic antibodies to fight COVID-X. And they do a really good job of fighting COVID-X. But what happens is when COVID-Y comes along, the South African strain, which actually seemed to come from the UK, but whatever,
But hold on now. Let me walk down this road.
Okay. Right?
There are a lot of people now.
I'm not
now,
a doctor, so.
Now it's okay. Now you got my people getting a little upset. They don't like the anti-vaccine talk that much, but it's fine.
That's great.
I'm fine with it. I'm not mad at it at all. But I got to ask you an important question. If it's that bad, if the doctors and or the elites actually know that it's that bad, that literally next year, into what you're saying, literally millions, if not tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of people, could die. What's the end game here? Why would they? Are they just greedy? We're useless eaters.
I mean, you can start going down the whole elite, the road of all these books they've written, the stuff they've put out in plain sight. We're useless eaters. We need to depopulate. Yep. They're overpopulation. I mean, you can go down that road if you want. I mean, it's not hard.
I'm asking your personal opinion. Do you think it's because they want less people?
I think it's because they're fucking idiots. I think they're idiots. That's what I think. I honestly think that they've got it figured out and that they can do the right thing. And so what they're doing is they're causing two problems. The first problem that I mentioned, and you don't have to take my word on it. You can watch the interview with that Geert.
Vandam something.
Yeah, I'll send you the link. And it's the head of the German vaccination program that's come out and started freaking out about this exact problem, that the variants are going to be a problem in vaccinated people. And the reason is there's not going to be any real immune response there because of this technology. So,
the second part.
What second part?
The second part you're getting to. The second part of the problem. They think they're doing well.
The second part is that he brings up is that you shouldn't just. To use this technology for, say, the measles or something right now.
Yeah.
Would be one thing because there's not millions of cases of the measles around the world.
Sure.
So you've got a virus that's in suppression. It's not active. It's not all over the place. So you can kind of do this. And probably get away with it. The problem with doing it when you've got a COVID that's going crazy and it's wrapping around the world and it's waving up and waving down is it's like you're pissing it off. You're making it mutate. What you're doing is you're backing the virus into a corner with the vaccination.
Walk down this road. So you're telling me that they believe the elites in our world believe that they're going to give the vaccine. They know there could be problems afterwards, but they don't care because they're going to find the next. They believe that they're smart enough to find.
I think they believe it's a real possibility. And I think if they didn't think it was a real possibility, you wouldn't have seen fucking Bill Gates go on every TV channel in every country around the world and talk about indemnification for 6 months before we had a vaccine. And what did every single fucking country do? They indemnified them. So now there's no repercussions for Pfizer, mm-hmm. Moderna, nobody. If this vaccine fucks you up, nobody cares. Nobody's going to do anything. So if they thought they had a good product and they weren't greedy and they cared about people, they mm-hmm. wouldn't have done that for one. And now Bill Gates is on TV again because people are saying, hey, wouldn't it help if we just open up the patents on these things? And then everyone could start developing them. And he said, mm-hmm. No, we can't do that. Well, you know why? Because Bill Gates is going to make fucking tens of billions of dollars off of his investments, off of this vaccine.
The thing that I keep hearing from so many people and that they put in my chat too, which is the idea of that the supposedly it's depopulation.
I'm not going that far. I'm not saying depopulation.
I will.
We do know that Bill Gates is a Bill Gates is a eugenicist. We know that his father worked with Margaret Sanger, and we know that there's a real possibility that could be something. He's been caught in India. Oops. He's got a reputation of thinking he knows best. But I don't go that far. I don't need to go that far. I think just basic human ignorance, greed, in non-foresight can just get us into this mess where we think something's a good idea. We're sheer panic.
Absolutely.
That's on the hopeful end. On the non-hopeful end, it's a Chinese PSYOP, and we're on the verge of World War III.
You are let your boy talk. you want to walk down the depopulation? I want to hear this. Tell me, walk down that road.
let's just say they, okay. And it can go from the hopeful part to the unhopeful part, but have you heard them talk, have you heard them in their marketing presentations talking about how they're going to create a market for their vaccines? So they're in their marketing creations. Like this Pfizer's awesome for marketing, right? Best PR people around. They're going to create a market. True. They're going to create a market for the vaccines. I mean, Bill Gates has said he's made 20 times his investment on vaccines. It's the best investment he's done. So he's putting his money into vaccines as an investment. They warned us about all this. They said it was coming. This is the end of the decade of vaccines, 2020. I mean, a lot of their own plans, their own documents, their own marketing campaigns, they want to jab all the healthy people. Why would you only want to jab sick people, right? They want to jab everybody.
So
the listeners that are skeptical and have watched the TV telling them that these are safe because our government does
it. I was skeptical 10 years ago too.
And our government does it. Our government is out there telling us it's safe and they're tracking.
The companies that make them won't even say that.
They're quietly tracking in the background that the deaths and the people that are having adverse effects in Canada.
Okay.
They don't talk about it. The one in the States is VAERS, right? Vaccine Adverse Effects site or whatever. There's just go in there, learn how to figure it out. Go in there, take a look, start reading through the thousands of deaths that have happened after this vaccine and watch the years. You can see the years go by with vaccine deaths and they pop right up.
I'm going to look.
You just do like, I mean, we've done hours and hours and hours of research on the stuff. I mean, even Pfizer's own documents say they haven't tested on pregnant people. And Instagram's censoring Pfizer's own data sheets. So I can put Pfizer's data sheet out there that tells you if you've got a blood clotting disorder like my girlfriend does, or an autoimmune disorder, or if you're pregnant, they haven't done the tests on pregnant people. They haven't done the tests on the kids. They don't know if it's effective.
Yep.
Where's all the caution right from their own documents that say you shouldn't be taking this jab? My girlfriend shouldn't be taking this jab. She's pressured into taking this jab.
Okay. I'm glad we walked down that road. Okay.
So that's like where I'm coming from. So what is safe? Is 3,000 deaths so far in the States safe? Is that safe enough? Or 5,000? Like, and that's only what, 1%, 10% of people report these. They're not being reported very well. So I don't know. It's what's safe. It's not safe for me. It might be safe for an 80-year-old. It might be safe for an 80-year-old that wants to live through this strain.
Yeah, but like and that I think is a valid point, which I brought up in the past, right? If you're in your 80s and you've got a pre-existing condition, you might say, you know what, give me the vaccine because I may not be here 5 years from now, so I don't care about the rest. Yeah,
totally.
Yeah. I just want to survive these next couple years because if I get COVID, I'm dead. I'm the one who gets hurt.
Yeah.
But if you're a kid,
if you're 300 pounds, or if you're 300 pounds, because that's the other thing nobody wants to talk about is 4 out of 5 people that either get hospitalized or die of COVID or are considered obese, and medically obese. Now, I think the obese threshold for medical is a bit, you know, light maybe, but if you're considered medically obese, you got to watch out. You're in that trouble category.
So, and here's the other thing that really bothers me about this, which does take me down the dark path, because they must know these things, right? Is there's early home care, there's cures already. Right. There's the ivermectin, the HCQ. There's a vitamin cocktail that a lot of the doctors are using. They've got a great success. Some of them are saying 100% of my COVID patients have recovered safely on this vitamin cocktail of quercetin, zinc, which acts like HCQ, and vitamin D and vitamin C, like big doses for the first few days of this stuff. And they get over it. And there's all kinds. There's budesonide. There's nebulized hydrogen peroxide. There's all kinds of studies.
So they know
they should be giving this to people instead of sending them home and saying, wait till you get ill enough till you come to the hospital. There's no like adjustment here to actual studies of what's going to help people. And they know this. So if they know this, why are they pushing?
Walk down to a different road real fast.
Why are they pushing it?
People who are giving me a bunch of things and I want to bring them up. And I bring them up because I think you guys have valid points and people are concerned, right? And one Gene says they're even saying that people who have already recovered from COVID need to get the vaccine. That to me doesn't make any sense, right? I'm with Gene on that. If you already got COVID,
they're already planning the third shot.
I mean, hey, our prime minister has already invested in Pfizer till 2024. He's got these updates. Let's call them updates instead of booster shots.
Spending my fucking money.
Yes, I know that feeling very well, my friend. I do. Yes. But David says that we can just do what Democrats do, which is just blame Trump for all the vaccine deaths. That would kind of solve the problem. We just blame him for stuff.
I just start saying that I got my AstraZeneca.
That's a great idea.
Not
yours. I mean, blaming Trump. Let's blame.
I got it when I was. I got Trump. It when
He's
I was
the
down
one that
in the States.
Put the thing together there. That you know, warp
Operation
speed.
Warp
hey,
Speed.
Hey, Darren, does it ever wonder? Do you ever wonder why that the starting trial date for the Pfizer one is 20? It's April 2020.
I don't know, but it ends in
That's
Jan.
Pretty fast, though. How did they start it so quick
that is
in
fast.
April? How did they get the trial started a month after we declared it a pandemic? I mean, that's fast, right? That's fast. They couldn't have had this thing ready to go, could they?
And they had, and it finished. I know it finishes January 14th, 2023.
Let's
move on to a different topic.
Okay. Sure thing.
I like that. That was good. I'm happy we went down that road and you got my people posting and stuff, which I love when they're doing that. So it's awesome. Thank you for that. Appreciate it.
Did we get them triggered? That'd be a real word.
Yeah, that's what I want. If they're not paying attention, then who cares, right? They gotta be
my shirt
attention.
Was I'm triggering people all day.
Honestly, the
What's
main.
The shirt
main...
say? I can't see it.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Says Fauci gave us all AIDS.
Boo. Oh, my God. But I have a couple people asking if you like certain people. Do you like a guy named Viva Fry?
Yes.
I don't even know who that is.
Yes. I really like Viva.
I live
really
in
like
a hole for the most part. I don't listen to
I really like Viva because I've only been Who's listening Viva? To him for Viva Fry, the Montreal litigator turned YouTuber. And he's really changed his whole, like he's, I've seen him evolve with the censorship and the data and the fake news and all this kind of stuff. So it's great to see that. Yeah.
Good Absolutely. So my people like that guy. So they brought him out. I didn't know who he was, but now I'm going to check him out. Thomas just put that up and Thomas watches my show all the time. So I'm actually going to check him out. Thank you, Thomas, for that. I appreciate that.
Thanks,
so
Thomas.
There was one other person that someone was asking about, if I can find that real fast. They were asking if you like another person. Let me grab this person
like
real fast if
people.
I can get it here. And I am a liar. I can't. Find it. So I'm a liar.
We like him. So, we love him.
Yeah, we probably like him.
But Gene is saying something interesting, which I thought you might find interesting. She says, did you know the pyramids were actually power plants? They were built by visiting extraterrestrials. Is that a thing that you guys talk about? Do you go down the pyramid road
100%.
Or no?
Oh, yeah.
I've seen
all the
your
time,
recent,
dude.
Some of your recent stuff, and I have not seen pyramid stuff recently.
Yeah, we do them quite often.
Depends
I would
show,
say,
yeah,
a year or in on our other show for sure. A year, every year or so. I mean, the pyramids. I mean, they're all over the world, right? They're right now. It's kind of. I don't know about the alien thing. I would say my theory now is that there's an advanced civilization prior to the Ice Age, prior to the Younger Dryas, of possibly giants as well. I mean, it gets into all the mythologies and the religions, and they're building pyramids all over the world. There was global travel back then, and they had technologies that we don't know, and they were building these megalithic structures all over the world prior to the end of the Ice Age.
So you think, another issue that I know people have been bringing up, and this was, Nick brings this up. He says, extraterrestrials don't actually exist. They're interdimensional beings. Is that a thing?
This is all way over my head.
This to me is new.
I love it. Yeah. Yeah. That's like what people think is that they're not ETs. I think it's all of the above. It's ETs interdimensional.
Remember
and
Jared
all that.
Says it's us.
Wait, okay. Hold up. Wait, stop. So
Jared says it's us coming back in time. Just check out us.
Whoa. Now, okay. You just do four things. You're telling me that
it's future us.
Ancient civilizations that include giants, there's extraterrestrials, interdimensionals, and time travelers.
Yeah.
Wow, you just answered, yeah. Wow, that's amazing. This is the greatest show I've ever done in my life. There's no question. This is the greatest show ever. You said yes to all four?
Well, I mean, it's all of the above. It's usually, for me, it's usually a little bit of all of the above. I try not to get too dogmatic in anything like that, but I've had enough experiences and seen enough things that this shit's not like it seems.
I don't think giants made the pyramids. And I don't think there's
aliens. You don't think giants made the pyramids?
I think there is aliens, but I don't think they're coming here.
They don't.
I don't know. This
why.
Is the perfect time to visit a planet. Is when we're just about ready to blow ourselves up or leave. I mean, it's the perfect time.
I guess it's the perfect time to come.
It's like saviors, this is right? like the tourist season. It's like go see Earth and see if they make it off there or not, because it's getting close.
I think the pyramids. Do you remember
the South Park episode where they said that Earth was just a reality show for aliens?
Yeah, I think I heard.
You ever seen that episode?
I haven't seen.
I don't watch too much.
If you ever have a chance, it's actually funny. I don't know if you like South Park at all, but if you do, that was a good show. There was a show. There was a one South Park episode where the kids actually figure out that Earth is just a reality show for aliens. And they figured out because they decided to cancel Earth. The show's not doing well anymore, so they're going to cancel Earth. And the kids are like, wait, you can't destroy us. Like, yeah, we're gonna cancel the show.
After season two or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, no more, you're canceled. And so they have to go and they have to now convince the producers in some other planet to keep the show going because it's all a reality show. So, yeah, it was pretty cool.
That's hilarious.
the part you just brought up, though, I want to touch this piece. Aren't you worried that if aliens actually are with us or whatever come to us or whatever talk to us, that they would just completely dominate us, right? So I would see an alien coming to our planet, like, I don't know, you or I running across an anthill in the woods. It would be like, whatevs. If it got in the way, I'd crush it. If it didn't, I'd walk around it. If I needed to eat ants because I was hungry, I would eat the ants. It wouldn't bother me. It'd be like nothing, like... You're
have
just
you ever eaten ants?
Yeah, I know. That's it's.
Am I wrong with this logic?
I think there's aliens.
I think the people would argue against that would be like that. The people that are out there, ETs, have advanced to the point where they, you know, they don't just crush civilizations. I mean, there's like a prime directive kind of thing going on.
They subtly manipulate them with propaganda.
Yeah, exactly. They take over. They take over the world with big pharma companies.
What is it like that movie They Live from the 80s? Yeah. Is it like that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm not a big alien.
I don't really do the alien thing.
It's a subtle dark force that takes over your government, basically. Yeah.
Oh, you don't do the alien thing. Why not?
Well, he doesn't.
I'll talk about it. I don't think, I'm sure there's tons of civilizations out there, but I don't think any of them are coming here.
Okay.
And if they are, I think, you know, maybe they are. Maybe once in a blue moon, the chance it's, you know, now.
I keep coming back to this. What do you think we connect with when we go out to make contact?
We meditate
in the new moon.
You are about to blow Larry's mind.
The new moon, dark sky.
Okay, go ahead. You tell Larry what you guys are up to.
There's groups all over the world.
You're going to teach me some magic. Go ahead. I want to hear it.
There's groups all over the world that are getting together. And there are different types of groups, do different protocols and all that. But there's a couple called CE5 is the blanket term, Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind. So you go out in a circle, meditate, loving intention and all that. And we call the ships down and we see shit. Big flash bulbs, low flying craft. Some people see entities. I haven't seen the entities, but it happens. And we call for ETs.
So you can meditate to bring the aliens to you.
Yeah. It happens.
Interdimensional beings.
Both.
Welcome to my world, Larry.
I'm not buying that. How can it be all of it?
This is what I'm trying to say: is what's the Occam's razor when we go out to intentionally find?
You're crazy.
No.
The Occam's razor answer is that you've hallucinated or made it up in your head.
I love it. So it's group
hallucinations.
This is what I love. Group hallucinations now are more of a chance of that happening than an actual ET listening to us and communicating with us. You see how crazy that sounds? So then we go out and we try to contact, but we have group mass hallucinations. And it's fantastic. We all see the same thing sometimes. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes it's just for one or two people. But sometimes we all see communication happening. Flash bulbs, silent craft flying through the sky past us in low airspace. Like, I mean, there's enough there that like I've seen enough to be like, okay, I don't need to go out and do that all the time. But I mean, what's going on? I mean, I don't know.
Well,
I agree with you, Larry, for the record. I agree with you.
Yeah, see, that one, I'm struggling.
But we have tons of listeners that agree. I mean, we did just see something weird when we did our event down in Utah. Mm-hmm. Alleged event. Maybe I was there, maybe I wasn't. Anyway, it all seems crazy to me. It all seems crazy to me too.
Both events we did.
Sandra says, she says, biblical Nephilim are giants, aliens are demons.
Oh,
that's what Sandra says.
I know. That's why I be careful when I go out there. I take that into account.
He takes his bow and arrow.
You gonna shoot a demon with a bow?
No.
What about with a 12?
I got a feeling a demon's not going to be affected by an arrow. Yeah. Maybe my demonology is off, but
you
I got a feeling
shot for a demon.
He or she is going to laugh at an arrow. I could be wrong.
Yeah. No, that's a very good point. I mean, you don't want to be going out and summon. You don't want to summon shit, right? That you don't know what's going to come and what's going to happen. So that's why we're very careful
of the movie.
Why couldn't it be fairies from Earth?
Yeah. Well, it could be. That would be more interdimensional, probably, wouldn't they? Wouldn't a fairy be interdimensional? Right.
Maybe it's just some sort of weird bacteria communicating with you that's telepathic.
Oh, it's like the Star Wars midichlorians. Yeah. Boo.
I think
that was terrible. I'd rather have a force than
Star Wars. I don't do Star Wars. I think the pyramids were probably built by an ancient human people that knew some shit was coming from space and it was going to wipe out their civilization. And I think all those boxes were filled with seeds.
Ah, so it was grain.
I mean, if you go to, what's that place in Egypt that starts with the S?
Saqqara.
If you go to Saqqara in Egypt and check out some of those things that are down in those tunnels.
It's unbelievable.
That are like 100 tons slid into a spot that's just a little bit bigger all around. And it's got a lid that fits on it so perfectly that it creates a hermetic seal. And the lid weighs fucking 10 tons. And it's made out of granite.
And there's a straight tunnel. You can drive a VW bug down it, like for hundreds and hundreds of meters down the tunnel. I mean, these cities, underground cities that are massive.
It could be something. It was definitely, because there isn't any writing in the Great Pyramid either. So it does seem like it was somewhat machine-like, but,
there's so many mysteries. It's unbelievable.
It's definitely pre-Ice Age. It's definitely pre-Ice Age.
I really enjoyed this show tremendously. The amount of people who literally posted best show ever. Great show. This is a great show. You guys did a great job. Please do me a favor. Say where my audience can find you.
Go ahead.
Grimerica.ca, GrimericaOutlaw.ca, or rockfin.com/Grimerica will be all three of our shows.
There we go, guys, if you want to check it out.
And Adult Brain. Adultbrain.ca is all the audiobooks we create, like The Secret Doctrine. We turn that into an audiobook.
Secret Teachings of All Ages is coming out.
Oh, yeah. Secret societies.
I knew it. Secret. All ages. I knew it was secrets. And, there was no doubt it was secrets.
Tell everybody where we can find you as well.
Absolutely, guys. If you want to, if your audience wants to see what I'm doing, I'm all about libertarian views and ideas and moving us forward and healing my country and healing us in general. It's very important. Head to The Sharp Way, or just Google Larry Sharp, or The Sharp Way on YouTube, The Sharp Way on Twitter, The Sharp Way on TikTok, The Sharp Way on Instagram, The Sharp Way on every single thing. I got a Sharp Way for it. Absolutely. Sharp Way everything. And I'm live almost every night, 7 p.m. Eastern time. That's New York time.
Awesome. Thanks, Larry.
Awesome.
It was great.
Thanks, guys.
Great chat. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much. Okay. I appreciate everything you've done.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. And that was our first half with Larry Sharp. What did you think, Darren?
Larry was fun.
Yeah.
A little yelly.
You interrupted him a little too much, maybe. We were interrupting him a little too much. Because you were excited. It was like, I was like, wow, Darren's really excited. He's got some rants. I think your political rants were fantastic, actually.
Maybe.
They were very interesting. I mean, because the libertarians kind of have to be open to all these ideas.
Was Larry black?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
I don't know.
Does that make me more racist or less if I can't remember the color of someone's skin?
Less. But it's racist to ask.
Oh.
So you can't win. You can't win. Yeah.
Even if I'm proud?
Okay, then you're okay. It's good thing. You ask all those questions in Dry America. I'll just keep my mouth shut.
Keep your white cracker mouth shut.
So, yeah, the second half is fantastic, too. I mean, I love how he asks us a whole bunch of questions, kind of pushing, you know, like, stuff that I don't know. We don't have the answers to these things, but he was asking questions about, you know, UFOs and the singularity and conspiracies, you know, stuff they don't really talk about much in the political space. Talk about DMT, ayahuasca. Darren talks quite a bit about that. We get into other psyops. Like he asks us, you know, what about flat earth? What about the moon landing? We get into UFOs and psyops and Göbekli Tepe and history is bullshit. You know, then we get into meditation and Buddhist stuff and manifesting and coaching and making life better. A clear idea of where we're going. I mean, I think it's just fascinating how we got a chance to share our conspiracy minds with the political people.
Bunch of political libertarians.
Yeah.
Well, we've been known to get a little political ourselves around here.
Yeah, we try not to.
If you guys want to jump into that second hour, get those extra shows, I think this is episode number 25 or 26. That's like 26 extra hours of entertainment you can go back and get right now, all for the low price, $6.39 a month.
Oh, right. There's the old shows too, which are fantastic. There's some great ones back there.
Head over to GrandAmericaOutlaw.ca. Sign up for Plus today. Even if you don't, we love you anyway. But if you do, we love you more. And you get all that extra content. There's like 25, and I think there's like 6 more episodes in the Plus feed, and they're all longer. We can't lose. Thanks for listening. We love you. And we will see you next week.
I am the government. I am the world. I'm the new Lord Savior.
I am your president. I am your vice president. I am your Condoleezza Rice.
No one has ever heard a word as dirty as the word. Politics, rhetoric written in some self-proclaimed prophecy. Imaginary minds twisted and tangled with a handshake, with a signature and some policy papers behind enemy lines. Tension builds, a cell phone rings, a bomb drops in a city street sea of iPod noise. Don't get comfortable, free thinkers. Don't get comfortable, free thinkers. If the digital revolution still got a pulse, we need to revive it and make it a reality. I've hacked into a politician's password and transferred money to several overseas accounts. And as we speak, a supercomputer project is in the works. And if it works, we'll use it to point and click our way to some sort of truth. Either you're in or out, are you game, or is the game over?
This must be a glitch in the Matrix. This must be a glitch in the Matrix. A revolutionary dream. It's versus the machines.
Go! Watch out for them laser beams. Climb to the top of the pyramid scheme. Capitol Hill's getting steeper and steeper. Meanwhile, the deck gets deeper and deeper. Don't get comfortable, free thinkers. Cause it's gonna take more than hand and eye coordination on your PlayStation. It's gonna take mind elevation.
There must be a glitch in the Matrix. There must be a glitch in the Matrix. A revolutionary dream. It's me versus the machine.
Go! Breaking from my routine, I dive into my computer screen. Swimming in a sea of zeros and ones. Trying to put together two and two, but I keep getting blind. Trying to weave through all the lines. From the bad guys in the suits and the neckties. Help me find the oracle. She has the answer. There must be a glitch in the Matrix.
There must be a glitch in the Matrix. A revolutionary train. Rage against the machine. Don't get comfortable.